Hi, this is Reva talking to you from Mandala Yoga Ashram. I'm here with Mukta Mani, or otherwise known as Katie Bergson. I just wanted to ask you, Mukta Mani, about your experience of the yoga teacher training here at the Ashram. So I understand that you did the training between 2015 and 2017.
That's right, yeah.
Maybe I think it'd be useful for people to hear about why you chose this course at the Ashram, because there are a lot of different training courses available, and I think often people are kind of, well, which one's going to be best for me, and how do you make that choice?
Yeah, so I'd already done a yoga teacher training program, a short course that was for a month in India before I came to this course. And whilst that gave me a really amazing foundation knowledge in the different parts of yoga, I felt like maybe I could do with a bit of a top up and a little bit more depth to my understanding. And that was maybe one of the main reasons I chose this course, is it's a 2-year program. So you have that time to really process things, read things, engage with people, and really practice what you're being taught whilst you're learning it. And I think that's a really important part of the program here. But as you say, there's lots of courses out there, and I did look at other options before deciding on coming to Mandala. You know, various different factors were considered. I'm quite young relative to some people maybe that are wanting to do teacher training, and quite active generally. So initially I had looked at some programs that were slightly stronger styles of asana, the physical practice. But actually I'm really glad that I chose the course at Mandala, because whilst they teach you all of the physical stuff in this particular tradition and style, there's also a lot of focus on the broader aspects of yoga. So before I started the program here, I didn't have a chanting practice. And within about a year of starting the program, me and some other people in the course had established a kirtan group in Cardiff that became a really important part of my practice, actually, and still is now. Likewise, I'd say that I was quite orientated around the physical aspects of yoga. So my awareness of maybe some of the philosophy and the pranayama, the breathing techniques, and as well as getting the kind of direct experience of karma yoga, the service element of yoga, which I think are harder to access in this country. They're not typically offered in a lot of programs, and a lot of settings don't give you the space to do that. And while some people might think, oh, I don't particularly want to come all that way and do something that seems maybe like work, like cleaning or chopping veg or something like that, actually it has a really good balancing effect against the more internal practices, like the meditation practices, to then go and do practical things out in the garden here. And I think you feel connected to the community here, that even though you're dipping in and out just for that month, that weekend within each month at a time, you still have a sense of kind of, if you're in the garden, you're tending the vegetables that end up on your plate later in the day, or if you're in the kitchen, you're kind of preparing something that we then share together. So I think that aspect of community is really valuable as well.
That's great, thank you. And obviously a bit of time has passed now since you qualified as a yoga teacher. Maybe if you could say a little bit about how that's been for you, kind of both personally and also in terms of being, teaching, being a yoga teacher, what it's brought to you.
I think you never stop learning. So even people that were doing the program for the first time, I wasn't the only person within the group that had already done some training, and some people had done foundation courses and similar kind of things. And I think that process of learning carries on evolving beyond doing the training as well. And that's very much encouraged at Mandala, that there's a sense of kind of that constant appreciation of the student's perspective, and sort of a beginner's mindset in a way. As I said before, I was teaching before I did the program, but I think my classes that I teach now are quite different, that I'm trying to follow through on those values and that approach that I learned here of doing a broader, offering a more holistic class, so more focus on relaxation, more focus on pranayama. For example, prior to doing the course here, I'd experienced yoga nidra lots and really enjoyed it as a practice, but I knew that I wasn't confident and capable of teaching it, whereas having both the meditation and the yoga nidra training as part of the teacher training course kind of packaged together here meant that I was then able to offer those things as well, which from feedback from the workshops that I've done and the classes that I've done are really popular and really valuable to people. And I'd say that's maybe another big change, that doing the course here has given me confidence to do other things, such as lead retreat weekends and run kind of day workshops or afternoon workshops, whereas previously I just did quite straightforward classes at gyms and different venues like that. So yeah, it's been quite a big shift, I would say.
That sounds great, thank you. And yeah, and best of luck for the rest of your ongoing journey.
Thank you.
Thank you.